Amen. That is what Tabernacles is all about, the Spirit of God descending. So let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this Sunday. And thank you that we have the opportunity and the blessing, Lord, to gather together in church, to hear your word, and to praise you and worship you. Oh, Jesus, speak to our hearts today, Lord. And pull us closer to you. God, give us the victory over sin and give us a love for you greater than we've ever had. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today is the week of Tabernacles. And Thursday, the seventh and final yearly appointed time of God began. Tabernacles goes for 7 days, and on the eighth day, it's the joy of the teachings, the joy of the law. In 23 days from Rosh Hashanah right through Tabernacles, God has his final three appointed times. And these final three appointed times are all about the second coming of Jesus, when he comes back to earth to set up his kingdom. And Tabernacles is the time when the Jews every year look for the Spirit of God to come back to the temple area. Because this is when it happened in the Old Testament. Every year the Jews are waiting for the Spirit of God to return to the temple area. Now they don't have a temple yet. And so the Jews go to the Wailing Wall, and you've all heard of the Wailing Wall. In Israel, it's called the Western Wall or the Kotel. And they go to this wall. Dennis, would you give me that verse from Song of Solomon? They go to the Wailing Wall and they pray. And you probably wondered, why do they go to the Wailing Wall? Well, it was one of the foundation walls of the temple. And it was underground during the time of Jesus and during the time of the temple, but it is still standing now. They excavated it. It is still there. The reason they go to the Wailing Wall is because it's as close as they can get to where they believe the Spirit of God will be. Now, I want you to look at the symbolism here. This is the verse that brings them to the Wailing Wall. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, looking through the lattice. The Jews believe that God is on the other side of the Wailing Wall, looking through. Now look at the symbolism. There's a wall that is separating them from God. Paul writes about this. He says, there's a veil over their eyes, and until the veil is removed, they cannot know Jesus. Many people here in the United States have a veil over their eyes. And unless God removes that veil, they will not know who Jesus is. They have to want that veil to be removed. Somebody here could have a veil over their eyes and not know Jesus. And all you got to do is say, Lord, take away that veil and help me to see you for who you really are. And then Jesus makes himself known. But the Jews are waiting for the Spirit of God to come back to the temple during Tabernacles. And according to the Old Testament and the New Testament, most likely, this is when Jesus was presented in the temple as a child by Mary and Joseph. Was during Tabernacles. May not have been, But if we look at both old and new, it sure is a good possibility that it was. Because Simeon was waiting for the Spirit of God, for the Messiah to come to the temple. And during the week of Tabernacles is when he would have been looking for it. He would have been looking for the Messiah to show up. And so when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus into the temple, Simeon's looking for the Messiah, and the Spirit of God points out the Messiah to him. And someday I'll have to preach a sermon on those timelines, because looks pretty good that that's when it happened. God doesn't tell us everything. He makes us search and seek. And some things are not even important to know, except that if we do know them, it can increase our faith. But our salvation is only in Jesus Christ and believing in him. So what happened in the Old Testament during this time of Tabernacles? Well, in Leviticus 23, God told the children of Israel, I want you to live in booths for 7 days. And I want you to live in those booths to remind you that for 40 years you wandered in the desert. You walked around in the desert living in booths. And then you came into the promised land. It's a looking forward to two future events. Now the tents that they lived in were not perfect. Sometimes they could only spend a day or two in the tent and they had to pack it up and move again. Sometimes they stayed in one place for as much as a year or a little more than a year. But they stayed as long as God wanted them there, and then they packed up the tent and moved to another place. Today in Israel, during this week, religious Jews live in these booths, these tabernacles. And they have to take leaves from palm trees and other trees and put them up for a roof. But it's not a solid roof, because as they lay down, and they have to sleep in it at night, and it's not necessarily heated, because Israel this time of the year is about like Dallas or Waco, Texas is this time of the year. Could be warm, could be cool, could be cold. We don't know. But they're supposed to spend a week in these booths and think about God. And as they look up through these leaves that they put up across for a roof, they can see the stars and they can see the heavens. And to think about the Lord. And that's why the Lord gives us these seven appointed times. To think about him, what he did, and what he's going to do. And we do that for the first four appointed times. On Passover, or our Good Friday, we think about the death of Jesus. And on Easter, or First Fruits, we think about his resurrection. On Unleavened Bread, we think about him being in the tomb. On Passover, on Pentecost, we think about the giving of the Holy Spirit. It's already been accomplished. But now, in these fall feasts, God wants us, Rosh Hashanah, to think about when he's going to take us to heaven, when the trumpets are going to blow. And Yom Kippur, when Jesus is going to return, and we will return with him. And Tabernacles, when he sets up his kingdom here on earth. He wants us to think about these things. Dennis, would you give me that verse from Malachi 3:16? It's an easy one to remember, because you all know John 3:16. And Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. And that's what we do in Bible studies. It's what we do in church. We're speaking to one another about the Lord. And the Lord paid attention and heard them. And the Lord hears it when we talk about him. And a book of remembrance was written before him, before the Lord, of those who feared the Lord and esteemed or thought upon his name. God wants us to think about him. When I was a chaplain, I would have young people come to me and they would say, "Chaplain Johnson, I can't pray. God won't hear my prayers." And I would say to them, "Well then, just think about him. Just think about the Lord." Because as we think about him, we are going to draw closer to him. Think about him when you're driving your car from time to time. Think about him when you're doing the dishes from time to time. Think about him when you're walking, when you're running. Just think about God. And as you think about him, you will begin to talk to him. And as you talk to him, you're going to draw closer to him. And that's why he gives us these appointed times. Actually, these appointed times are called moeds. In Hebrew, means appointed time. To have a holy convocation, which is a gathering like we have now. But actually the word is mikra, and it means to read, recite, and rehearse. To think about what God is going to do. Well, there was another time in the Bible when Solomon dedicated the temple. And Solomon dedicated the temple on the Day of Tabernacles. And Dennis, would you give me that verse from 2 Chronicles? As soon as Solomon finished his prayer, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And this is why the Jews are looking for God to come back to his temple area on Tabernacles. Because it was during this time that the glory of God came down and filled that whole area. And God said in the Bible, he said, "My heart," actually it's in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. He says, "My heart and my eyes will be in this place continually." But you know where his Holy Spirit lives? Dennis, would you give me Corinthians? The verse from Corinthians. "Or do you not know that your body is a temple or a tabernacle of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own." And the next verse, Dennis. "For you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." Today, our bodies, our flesh and blood bodies, are the tabernacle of God's Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, his Holy Spirit comes into us. So God says, so glorify him. Glorify God with your bodies. Praise him. Think of him. Serve him. Do what he wants. This, because the Holy Spirit is in us when we believe in Jesus. And that's how we grow closer to him. So tabernacles. There's coming a day when Jesus will physically return to this earth. Now, his spirit is here now. But the day is coming when his physical body will come back to this earth, his physical but now resurrected and spiritual body. And he will set up his earthly kingdom during tabernacles, because he will now tabernacle or live with us. And he will be here on this earth for a millennium, 1,000 years. We will be here with him in our resurrected bodies, serving him and serving the people who will be born during that time. It's going to be an exciting time, because we will no longer sin, no longer have a sin nature. Our bodies will not get tired. We will not get hungry. We will not get crabby. We will not be miserable. And we're going to have fun serving him for 1,000 years in our resurrected body. And at the end of that time, in Dennis, go back to that Revelation verse that was read today. At the end of that 1,000 years, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Give me the next verse after that. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride for her husband. At the end of that millennium, heaven, the physical, spiritual place of heaven, is going to come down on the new earth. And God the Father is going to tabernacle or live among us. And during the millennium, this festival or feast or season or appointed time of tabernacles is the one time that Jesus will require people from all over the world, representatives, to come to Jerusalem. Dennis, Zechariah, give me the verse from Zechariah. Jesus will require people from all over the world to come to Jerusalem. Then everyone who survives of all the nations that have come against Jerusalem shall go up year after year to worship the King, to worship Jesus, who will be in Jerusalem, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Booths, this Feast of Tabernacles. Give me the next verse, Dennis. And if any of the families of the earth do not go up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, there will be no rain on them for that whole next year. So if we have a state, Wisconsin, or if there be some area here, people don't go up, they won't have any rain that year. And then they'll get the right idea to go up and worship the King the next year at Tabernacles. And the reason Jesus will require us to go to Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles is because it is yet the one feast that still has a final fulfillment, and that's when the kingdom of God comes down upon this earth. Wow. What we have to look forward to when we know Jesus. And as the little boy prayed today, Lord, that all of your creation would come to know you. This is what life is all about. It's knowing him. And most of us, if not all of us here, do know him. But we can all know him better, myself included. There's no stopping. In this life, he wants us to continue on towards him, to continue on renewing our mind, to continue on growing closer to him. And it will happen as we pray, Lord, help me to grow closer to you every day. And if there's someone here who does not yet know him, simply pray, Jesus, I want to know you. He does the rest, because we are his creation, we're his children, and he loves us. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, help us as we look forward to your return someday. And Lord, it'll be exciting if we're in heaven already to come back with you. And Jesus, what we have to look forward to. Lord, thank you that you are creating a new heaven and a new earth. And Jesus, because of what you did for us on the cross, we will be there with you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.